is wishing. Probably a good choice.
So we're back, and we had a short discussion and meanings about what kind of computers are around here, and we just, I think we just counted 49% Apple machines, because we were going on with our Apple complaint or bashing, and then we have 49% something like black machines, which are usually known as ThinkPads, 1% of machines of unidentified group. There's Dell, there's HP or 42, and at least 1% of OLPC.
I think those OLPC guys are really, really doing a commercial trip here. They're like throwing these things around like dirt. They're everywhere and they're green.
They're the aliens.
They might be the aliens. They're taking over. They are multiplying.
This is also a little bit green.
Yeah. They're infecting. It's not good, but it's quite fun that they're here, and especially that OpenWRT is running on them,
which is a very good thing. We had let's
is
go
graphics on graphics and so, or only
yes,
only
yes, we have an X server and Xterm XMMS. One of our developers, B-Logic, his name's John, he has been working on adding the X server because, as I had said, we were looking at running it on set-top boxes. Several of the developers want to make a media center type setup, so they can just hook up their various set-top boxes to their TV and be able to stream video and music to it. But yes, the OLPCs have taken over our desk and have gained quite a bit of interest. Every time a lecture gets out, it seems like we get a flood of people coming over and playing with the OLPCs.
Yeah, we see this. Same on our table. So the OLPC just quoted the Freifunk and the OpenWRT space, which is okay, I would say.
But the good thing is that it doesn't take more than a USB stick to subvert such an OLPC to run OpenWRT.
It boots from USB?
Yes.
Yes, we have it running on USB sticks right now. We didn't want to flash the internal flash chip, as people are coming by and want to play with Sugar and the stock operating system. So we just pulled the USB stick out, reboot it, and now they can play with the stock firmware.
That sounds like a very interesting thing. So you're saying you're booting OpenWRT on a USB stick on those old PCs? Then I have to say.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Yeah, a USB stick and then? Yeah.
System on USB stick.
Yeah.
And then booting on old PC OpenWRT.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I think B-Logic had tried the SD card first, but had run into some trouble with it. I seem to recall him indicating that the stock OLPC firmware or software runs into the same issue. It has trouble booting from the SD card.
Mm-hmm. It's something about the driver which isn't really working, but I'm not really into the details on it.
Yeah, we get one of the Austrian guys presenting OLPC here in around 20 minutes. So, yeah, OLPC gets covered then. Very good. But back again to the Apple bashing. You said something about Leopard, the latest Apple operating system, as a very nice system, Unix certified, but...
But I have run into quite a few issues. I adopted it because I needed to figure out if we were going to deploy it at work. We do run OS 10 on almost all the machines.
Yeah?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's a cable from here.
Echt ein Kabel?
Oh, no.
Warte, Moment.
Yes, and we get a visitor who just claims to need a cable from the cable. What about the cable? Or the Apple? I don't know. But it's
they can use this cable. Huh? And then?
There is a bit of confusion, to be honest.
Yes.
Something you do with cables, and the cables are mixed in with all kinds of other things.
So it's cables with cables and other things.
Okay,
and
white cables, blue cables, red cables.
You can imagine the usually scenery at a congress or even at the camp or at every chaos event, you have machines like laptops And this place gathered all over the tables, and then in between millions of cables, power supplies, little embedded machines, wireless things, old PCs, and yeah, basically it's a pile of technology on every table. And yeah, I would say the laptops or the electronic devices outnumber the visitors of the Congress or of the event by at least two or three.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
If I didn't know better, I'd say that FreeFunk is working on some kind of clustering software, because I look around and I see roughly 10 people here and at least a good 20 or so routers. I mean, at the beginning of the Congress, I assumed it was because they were setting up their mesh network, but most of those are deployed, and I still see at least a good 10 to 20 routers around here.
Which is for experimenting and refreshing firmware and adjusting things. And yeah, that's why we might have a talk to Tetzlaff, one of our Leipzig firmware developers, in the next 20 minutes as well. And yeah, thanks, Gregers. Thanks, Andy, for telling us about OpenWRT, and we are making another song now.
Yeah, one moment, please. Dirk from the Radio Blau Studio, der will eine kurze Zusammenfassung in Deutsch für alle, die auf okay. Radio Blau jetzt zum Nachmittag hier reinhören und okay. nichts verstanden haben.
Okay,
dann müssen wir das jetzt wirklich alles übersetzen?
Sollten wir schon.
Also wir haben auf jeden Fall weiße, blaue und rote Kabel und schwarze Kabel hier auf dem Tisch.
Just for all listeners who are non-German speaking, we now get a short summary of our friend in the studio, and he's telling to all our German listeners what we just talked about. See you or hear you in a minute.
I saw a stone just come to mash down roof.